It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Rob Ferret. Coming up, we trace American history through Christmas cards through the years.
But first, a new bill is circulating at the state capitol. Republican Representative Samantha Kirkman's bill would make it a felony to defraud the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Representative Kirkman joins us now. Welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
So why does the state need an anti-fraud law that's directed specifically at WEDIC?
Well, we have other statutes on the books with regards to fraud, but in my previous working on other fraud bills, noticed that it's challenging for our district attorneys if they're not specific to a specific type of fraud of state government. So when I was working on the unemployment bill, we had a hearing on that bill, and it came up, and shortly thereafter I put a bill, this bill, into drafting, and I guess Senator Hansen at the same time had his bill put into drafting. He got his out about 3 weeks before I did. He's a different drafter. And, you know, when I saw his bill come out, I decided to reach out to him because our bills aren't that different. And so we sat down and we reached the compromise with the bill that we've put forth today.
And what kinds of penalties does this bill call for?
It calls for, it's a Class E felony, so punishable by up to 15 years in prison and a fine of $50,000. The previous bills that I'd been working on with were a Class G felony, so a lesser fine and penalty. Senator Hansen was a little bit higher, so again, we reached a compromise at a Class E felony.
Now, there have been several high-profile cases of fraud against WEDIC, and this included companies or individuals that included false statements on their applications. Now, is this bill, would you say that's a direct response to that?
Well, anytime somebody frauds state government, be it in the food share program or be it in the unemployment program or be it in WEDC, there should be penalties associated with it. And I just felt very important to actually put something on the books to give a tool to our district attorneys that if somebody does fraud out a program, that there is, you know, there is a crime or there is a deterrent and a penalty involved with that.
Now, WEDIC is trying to recover some of this lost money in the courts,
correct.
So would this law be retroactively applied to those cases?
It is not retroactive to those cases. It's just going forward. So, again, it's putting that deterrent on the books. Like I said, there are other fraud statutes on the books, but it's hard to prosecute. And then each agency does have the ability to go back internally through their administrative rules process. They can in unemployment. They can in health services. But then there isn't the criminal penalty aspect of it. So when you actually put something on the books, it gives that tool to that district attorney in that local county to charge if they so feel.
Well, specifically, what types of things would be considered fraud under the new bill?
Well, if you conceal something on your application for a WEDIC grant asks for, you know, have you ever done or how much money have you made, or something like that. If you actually intentionally lie, and again, you have to have intent there behind it, or you conceal that your assets, you know, to gain, you know, something from state government. Again, those would be the two things that the district attorney would look at.
Now, earlier this month, the board itself adopted policies to guard against fraud and saying that they would refer some of these cases to law enforcement. Why don't you think that was enough?
Well, like I said, there's already specific fraud statutes on the books that we have used in other areas of state government. And again, it's hard to sometimes prove intent because they're very generically written. So again, this would be specific to frauding out WEDC, just like in my unemployment, you frauded out two strikes and you were out of the unemployment program. Again, it was very specific to unemployment. So again, giving that tool in the toolbox for folks that fraud and conceal and hide.
We're talking right now with Representative Samantha Kirkman, state representative in the 61st Assembly District in Wisconsin, and we're talking about her new bill to make it a felony to defraud the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. This is being done with Democratic Senator Dave Hansen. And Representative Kirkman, you and Senator Dave Hansen say that this bill's proposed criminal penalties are similar to those that are already in existence for things like defrauding public assistance programs, things like food stamps. How do you see those as being similar?
Well, anytime somebody frauds state government, be it, you know, $100 or be it $1 million, again, that's still a crime against the, you know, the taxpayers of Wisconsin who've paid that money into the state. And so I do believe that there should be deterrence on the books to, you know, prevent people from wanting to do that. You know, anytime I do a fraud bill, again, I've been the co-chair of the audit committee now for 4 years and have done several fraud bills. I wanted to make sure that the bill is written correctly, that it's available. But overall, my hope is that nobody has to use this law. And because, unfortunately, there are bad actors out there in all areas of our state. You know, this is probably going to be used in the future, but I hope it never has to be.
Do you see this being used by officials from WEDIC in conducting due diligence on some of these applications before, say, they get to the point of this?
Well, and I think that's where the policy changes. You know, that came out through the audits that was the past two audits that have been done. You know, I was on the audit committee, not the co-chair at the time, when we did the previous audit of the Department of Commerce. Unfortunately, I had a situation down in Kenosha County where we gave out a sizable grant, a loan, to a company, and that company's never come. We, in turn, had to actually pay that money back to the federal government because then we actually got that, it was a block grant from the federal government. So just in this budget, did we actually have to pay back the federal government on something that never came to fruition? Now, WEDIC and Department of Commerce have definitely changed their business plan, which is, I think, important to give people confidence that when they are giving out, you know, grants and loans to companies who are making investments here in Wisconsin, that we are going to get our return on those dollars. And, you know, Kenosha County, where I represent, has been very successful in the last 3 years. We have 5,500 jobs coming on in Kenosha County. We have several businesses that have moved here, businesses that have expanded in Kenosha County. We have right now a worker shortage in Kenosha County, you know, because we have so many opportunities through Amazon, Kennel, Honda Cylinders, Niagara Bottling. I mean, and the list goes on and on. So it's hard to be a legislator sometime in my area and not talk about all the great things that are happening. That WEDC and our local partners, the county exec, Jim Cruiser, and our Kenosha Area Business Alliance have really, we've worked together as a team to try to make, you know, Wisconsin, you know, stronger.
And this bill is recent, as we said. Do you and Senator Hansen feel that you've got enough bipartisan support to make this through the legislature?
You know, I'm really hopeful. You know, over the last few months, I've been talking about this issue. I didn't have a bill draft. As soon as we got the bill draft, obviously, Senator Hansen and I sat down and worked together. We have several co-sponsors, bipartisan co-sponsors on this bill. So I hopeful that it does make it through the legislature very quickly into the governor's desk for a signature.
Do you have any sense of how WEDIC officials feel about it?
I have reached out to them. They're supportive. I've also reached out to the governor's office. I've tried to work some of those and let people know that this bill was coming. It does make it easier than to say, hey, we're going to do this. I'm really one of those legislators. I had this idea, tried to reach out to the people that, you know, I need their support as well.
Now, Democratic lawmakers earlier this month, they introduced a bill to overhaul the agency, saying that it doesn't work, it's not working. Do you hope that this bill does something to help answer those concerns?
You know, and I have looked at that as well. And Senator Lassa and Representative Barca, and Peter and I represent Kenosha County together. Some of their points are very, very valid. And I think the board now, the WEDC board, has made significant progress into addressing some of those concerns that came up previously. You know, the one thing I do worry about when we do the overhauls, when we even did the overhaul of the Department of Commerce, is that I don't want to hurt our brand. You know, we have so many good things happening right now in the state. I know it's not touching every area, and I'm very fortunate that I represent southeastern Wisconsin. But when southeastern Wisconsin is strong, and Madison is strong, and Milwaukee is strong, the rest of the state is stronger because people in my area then have that extra disposable income. They might come up north and go snowmobiling that extra weekend, or in the summertime take an extra trip up there, which then generates more revenue and income into our state's economy, which is critical.
Representative Kirkman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
That was Representative Samantha Kirkman from Assembly District 61 discussing her new bill to make it a felony to defraud the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which is the state's job creation agency.